All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
It's hard to keep up with everything going on in technology. It's changing the way we live every day. WNYC helps you keep track of what matters. From organizing digital relief after Sandy to teaching coding in schools, this city has turned into a high-tech hub, and New Tech City explains how it relates to you. And we depend on you to invest in the coverage you rely on so we can continue bringing it to you. Please give now at 1-888-376-9692 or contribute online at WNYC.org. And thanks. This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Right now, a handful of Google employees are giving Google Glass a test run out in the wild. They're wearing them around town, troubleshooting the technology that basically puts a smartphone on your face in the form of eyewear. I happened to spot one of these Googlers sipping a cappuccino at my local coffee shop the other day. He looked like he was chatting with a friend, but he might have been simultaneously checking movie times or the weather forecast just by looking at the little screen in the corner of the lens. Google Glass is just one use of augmented reality, the tech term for superimposing computer information and images over the real world. But reporter Eric Malinsky wondered whether augmented reality is really going to be as big as futurists say.
I didn't really get the idea of augmented reality until I saw this futuristic short film called Sight. In the movie, a couple is on a date.
You know, you really get me.
As they gaze into each other's eyes, we cut to their point of view, and their contact lenses are tiny computer screens. The man uses a dating app to analyze the woman's face for signs of interest.
Well, how about a glass of wine for starters?
Yeah.
He pays for the wine by blinking at a purchase app. It's really cool, if not a little creepy. But this is what augmented reality is like in 2013. Ori Ingbar points his iPhone camera at a Pepsi bottle.
Now, the whole idea is that you can actually use your own voice, your own tracks. Doom, ch, doom.
On his camera, the Pepsi label turns into an animated beatbox that pulsates with the sound of his voice. Ingmar's company, Augmento, developed this app for a Pepsi campaign in Israel. New York is a big hub for augmented reality because Madison Avenue is trying to make their print ads come alive. Tuong Nian analyzes tech trends for the company Gartner, and he's not impressed with what he's seen so far.
I could have just read what was on the poster and found out enough information. I could have gone home and pulled up the website and gotten more information on a much bigger screen. It's actually wasting a little bit of my time, maybe wasting some of my data on my phone. So why do it again?
It's gimmicky. He thinks augmented reality should tell you more about the world around you. There are a lot of apps that label restaurants and stores when you look down the street through your camera phone, but even those have shortcomings.
If I'm in my hometown, if I'm in an area that I'm familiar with, there's not as much application for it, right? I know where the donut shop is. I know where the gas station is. And on top of that, right, you know, I have to pull out my device and, you know, find the app all for what? What is it offering me if I'm not on vacation?
So how do we get from animating Pepsi bottles to having the eyesight of a cyborg? That was the big question at Augmented Reality New York, or ARNI, the largest AR meetup in the country. Ori Ingbar is the organizer.
We meet here every month, and we bring the best in AR from all over the world together with the best talent in New York, and the great things happen out of it.
Dima Kislovsky is a longtime member. He's developing an AR device that projects a beam of green light on your windshield, which follows the contours of the road.
You can therefore see kind of where the road's going, past the next turn, past the next hill, beyond those next trees, and therefore know that, you know, after this turn, there's another turn coming up where there's a dip in the roadway and I need to reduce my speed.
The big event was a demonstration of a device called Meta, developed by Marone Gribbets. He asked volunteers to put on a pair of bulky black glasses.
That's it. Very hard to shake these bubbles, guys.
Yes, he said, shake these bubbles. When you look through the glasses, bubbles appear on your fingertips. Gribbets says that Meta will be able to project computer graphics onto the real world, and that means you can type on a virtual keyboard or swipe floating screens like in the movie Minority Report. Google is developing a similar technology called Google Glass. Ori Ingbar is a bit of a purist. He says Google Glass is not true augmented reality.
Google Glass brings you information from your smartphone into your field of view, but you actually have to look up. You're not really augmenting objects or things or people.
Marone Gribbets doesn't like how they look. Google Glass looks like a pair of empty wireframes with a stick of plastic on the side.
It's monocular. It looks funky. It's changing the way that your face is naturally supposed to look.
That's why he's betting on his device. Even if right now it looks more like a ViewMaster from the 70s than a pair of Ray-Bans. For WNYC, I'm Eric Molinsky.
You can learn more about augmented reality New York and watch that futuristic short film Sight at wnyc.org/tech. So I mentioned that I saw a Google employee wearing the new Google Glass, and I captured that rare sighting with the video app of the moment, Vine. Vine is a New York-based company that was recently bought by Twitter. It lets smartphone users make a 6-second video and then immediately post it to the social media platform. Devinder Hardwar is national editor at VentureBeat and covers mobile technology. And I asked him what the big deal is about Vine.
We've seen many different startups try to do something, try to make video on mobile work properly. So there was TwitVid. There were a couple others, but what makes Vine interesting is that, first of all, it is coming directly from Twitter, so it has a lot of backing from that company. But also, I think the editing process is actually really interesting, too, because previous mobile video apps, they would just have you shoot the video and upload it, but it felt like a home video. Vine actually is doing something interesting in the ability to instantly edit a short clip very quickly, very similar to what Twitter does with its character limit.
It's kind of interesting to me because I tried it out and it reminded me of the old days when you used to have to edit pictures in the order that you wanted to see them, as opposed to now, usually, where you can insert pictures wherever you want them. But if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is that a lot of these new apps, they don't really have a chance of making it unless they're acquired by a platform like Twitter that is sort of already successful and has a lot of users.
Yeah, it's sort of like a gold rush that we're seeing in the app market right now. So especially after the Instagram purchase, Facebook bought them for $1 billion. Everybody assumes that the next major one will be a video app. And that's what everybody's fighting for right now.
Thanks, Devendra.
Thanks.
Devendra Hardwar is national editor at VentureBeat. You can hear more of my interview with Devendra and check out the Vine I took of that elusive Googler at newtechcity.org. Let us know what you think about Vine at our website or send us a 6-second video at New Tech City. And don't forget to download us as a podcast for free from iTunes. I'm Anu Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.